we're in a period right now that we haven't seen in a very long time. There's opportunities across mortgages, agency mortgages. We haven't really seen this opportunity in 10 plus years.
And that's Jin Im, Associate Portfolio Manager for the Investment Grade Fixed Income Team at Allspring Global Investments. I'm Rob Apsey, Head of Insurance Solutions here at Allspring, and you're listening to On the Trading Desk. Today, we're discussing structured products, often referred to as securitized assets or securitized products, and the value and importance these assets can have in overall investment portfolios. Given the large opportunity set, there are investments across the risk spectrum in this sector with the potential to offer an attractive source of total return, yield, stability, and diversification. Thanks for joining and being here today, Jin.
Great to be here.
Before we get into it, Jin, and just quickly to level set for those less familiar with the structured products universe and this large sector of the market, by the way, now it's almost a third of the U.S. fixed income market at $12.5 trillion in market value and the second largest after U.S. Treasuries. Can you give us a brief idea of what we're actually talking about and maybe compare and contrast with a more well-known fixed income sector such as corporate bonds?
Sure, Rob. So as you mentioned, the market is around $12.5 trillion. So the majority of that market is in agency mortgages. So that's roughly around $12-13 trillion. But when we're talking about other portions of the securitized products market, that includes ABS. So ABS is around $800 billion. CMBS, that's around $700-800 billion as well. And then CLOs also comprises about $1 trillion of the market. So on top of agency mortgages, we also have ABS, CMBS, and CLOs. So really, when we think about these securities, they're also backed by collateral. So they can be backed by mortgages, loans, leases, and then they can be structured in a way that has a low risk or high risk. So AAA down to BBB-. So they're really structured in a way that's a bit different than the unsecured corporate market.
All right. That's great background, Jin. Thank you. So moving on, the Fed, as you know, continuing to wage war against inflation, has pushed interest rates in a short 18 months to a 22-year high this week, to 5.25 to 5.5. How has the securitized market weathered this challenge? And related and more broadly, how has this market changed since the global financial crisis in 2008, COVID in 2020, and even recently, the regional banking crisis here in March of this year?
Yeah, I'd say first off, it's certainly a much better market. Certainly, the underwriting has vastly improved when we talk about pre-financial crisis. But the biggest things are the Fed interventions. So the Fed now has had four rounds of QE. At one point in time, the Fed owned $2.7 trillion in agency mortgage-backed securities. So now they roughly own $2.5 trillion. So think about how many mortgages that the Fed has purchased. But really, in a nutshell, Fed intervention, ultra-low rates, and a lot more regulation. And then the recent regional bank crisis, what we've seen is that now the unwind of some of that easy monetary policy, when we think about that crisis, it wasn't a crisis of credit. In fact, what Silicon Valley Bank and what SBNY owned, what Signature owned, were effectively government guaranteed securities.
Right.
In time, those assets would pay full par. But the problem was that given that interest rates, now Fed funds is at 5.25, that interest rates rose so quickly, the value of the assets that they were holding on their balance sheets declined in value. But over a long enough time frame, they would have been paid back full par on those securities, but they needed to liquidate those securities into a much higher interest rate environment.
Given all of this and the fact that the Fed may be done or at least close to done with hikes, how is your team here at Allspring employing structured products and securitized assets in portfolios? And how are we sort of set up for the next stage of the cycle? Specifically, what sectors of the structured market do you like? Which sectors are sort of not as attractive?
Really, the biggest opportunity is in agency mortgages. When we talk about agency mortgages, oftentimes we think about what is the mortgage basis? So what is the spread that you can purchase a mortgage-backed security over the comparable treasury rate? I oftentimes think about what is the inflection point? Maybe it's 150 basis points, right? If we think about when QE1 first started happening up to this point in time, how many times has that been above 150 basis points?
Not much.
Right. So since 2009 up until the beginning of 2022, the two-year and the five-year have never been above 3.5%. It might have been up a couple of days above 3.25%, but we think about, right, since 2009, we're talking about the 13 years of time where the two-year and the five-year have never been above 3.5%. Now, when we take the dates currently from the hiking cycle, so the Fed started hiking in March of 2022 up until now. Now, the 2 year and the 5 year have basically been up above 3.5% for about 2/3 of that time. So call it 200, 250 days or so. Now, when we look at then the intermediate and the longer end of the curves as well, and we're talking about 10 and 30 year rates, if we look back historically since the financial crisis, right, the opportunity to purchase anything above a 3.5, 3.75% rate in the front end, we've already established that's been zero. And then in the long end or in the intermediate end, those days have been few and far between as well.
So agency mortgages are better than they've been in the last 15 years.
Yes. So agency mortgages, they've been more attractive than they've been in call the last 15 years. Now, there was a brief period of time during the financial crisis, but then since the Fed has been purchasing mortgages, as I mentioned before, the Fed at one point in time owned $2.7 trillion in agency mortgage-backed securities. They own $2.5 trillion right now. So that opportunity, the basis during COVID, the basis was somewhere 40, 50, 60 basis points. So now we're talking about the mortgage basis being at 150 basis points or more, right? So that's a very attractive opportunity. And we're also talking about that the curve, really all points of the curve right now are the most attractive that they've been in at least the last decade.
Now, so is there anything other than mortgage or agencies?
Yeah. So as we've established that the front end of the curve, it's been somewhat uninvestable, right, for the past 13 plus years, that the front end has never been above 3.5% since 2009 up until 2022. So when we look at ABS, ABS typically occupies the shorter duration spectrum. So the assets are, when we think about asset-backed securities, the assets underlying that are shorter. They're auto loans and leases. So they're assets with shorter average life profiles. So those spreads are really attractive at this point in time. During the COVID pandemic, when we saw that front-end rates were zero, the two-year was somewhere 25 basis points, 50 basis points, somewhere in that range, right? So, and then we were talking about spreads that were 10, 20, 30 basis points. Sometimes it was single digits in basis points. Now we can find those same securities where the front-end two-year rates are close to 5% now. And then we can get a spread on top of that of anywhere between 50 to even up to 200 basis points on very short weighted average life securities that are AAA rated as well. So when we think about credit risk, these are the most risk-averse securities they can buy. In fact, when we look at default rates, historical default rates, no AAA ABS security has taken a loss. Right. So now by that same token, CLOs have a little bit of a bad reputation because just by, I would say, guilty by association that they were a close cousin of CDOs, which performed very poorly during the financial crisis. CLOs actually never took a loss at AAAs, AAs, and there were only a handful of single A and triple B securities that they didn't quite take a loss, but the cash flows were disrupted. So when we're talking about these securities, very safe assets that can yield anywhere between 6 to 7% currently, they're very attractive assets.
And what are we avoiding?
One sector I would say that we're more cautious on is CMBS. There's a lot of headwinds in that sector. So that's a sector that we're a bit more cautious on.
Fair enough. Do you have any parting thought for our listeners?
Yeah, sure. So I would just say that currently, we're in a period right now that we haven't seen in a very long time, that really all points along the curve are attractive and investable. So not only are they attractive and investable, but that there's opportunities across mortgages, agency mortgages. We haven't really seen this opportunity in 10 plus years. In ABS is very attractive, CLOs. CMBS, I would say we're cautious on, but there's still opportunities though. So it really depends on what your risk profile is. If you're not risk averse, then CMBS is a place where you can find a very attractive risk-adjusted return. But it really depends on how much you want to roll up your sleeves and dig into there. But really, the main points are that agency mortgages are very attractive, CLOs, ABS, and really just all along the risk spectrum, up and down the capital structure. As I mentioned, these structures are very robust and they're built to withstand recessions. Those are how these securities are created. Is what level of the recession are we talking about? Are we talking about financial crisis? Do we think that we're going to see another financial crisis? Then we want to stay in the AAA level. Do we think we're going to see a mild recession? Then even risk down to BBB is still prudent in that scenario. So we're talking about these securities that are well-structured and that are providing attractive opportunities in front-end rates and the longer end of rates and up and down the capital structure.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Jin. And thank you for being here today and sharing your insights.
Yeah, great to be here, Rob.
And for our listeners, thank you for joining us here on The Trading Desk.
Visit allspringglobal.com to receive more market insights and investment perspectives from Allspring Global Investments. To hear the latest from our thought leaders on the ever-changing investment landscape, you can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening and joining us on the road to investing elevated. This material is provided for informational purposes only and is for professional, institutional, or qualified clients, investors, not for retail use outside the U.S. This material does not constitute an offer or solicitation and in any case is not intended to be used in any jurisdiction or to any person where it would be unauthorized or unlawful to do so. Allspring Global Investments, Allspring, is the trade name for the asset management companies of Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, a holding company indirectly owned by certain private funds of GTCR, LLC, and Reverence Capital Partners, LP. Unless otherwise stated, Allspring is the source of all data, which is current or as of the date stated. Past performance is not a guarantee or reliable indicator of future results. All investments contain risk. Content is provided for informational purposes only, with no representation regarding its adequacy, accuracy, or completeness, and should not be relied upon. Views, opinions, assumptions, or estimates are not necessarily that of Allspring and are subject to change without notice. And this communication does not contain investment advice, an investment recommendation, or investment research, as defined under local regulation of the respective jurisdiction. Diversification does not ensure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. 100 basis points equals 1%. The ratings indicated are from Standard & Poor's, Moody's Investors Service, and/or Fitch Ratings Limited. Credit quality ratings. Credit quality ratings apply to underlying holdings of the fund and not the fund itself. Standard & Poor's rates the creditworthiness of bonds from AAA highest to D lowest. Ratings from A to CCC may be modified by the addition of a plus or minus sign to show relative standing within the rating categories. Moody's rates the creditworthiness of bonds from AAA highest to C lowest. Ratings AA to B may be modified by the addition of a number 1 highest to 3 lowest to show relative standing within the ratings categories. Fitch rates the creditworthiness of bonds from AAA highest to D lowest. Copyright 2023 Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, all rights reserved. August 2023.